Hi,
my name is Marjay, and I go to Old Paths. Yay!
Oh yeah, I'm Jared. I go to Old Paths also.
Okay. So here we. Back in the day, being unsaved wasn't the way. Living in darkness with no purpose in a world that hated us. Family broken, hard attitude, a misused altar. The world telling me to love it, promising me empty nothings and tainted golden somethings. I ran the streets with the hottest hood rats. The devil breathing down my neck fights, not with myself, but with religion. A preconception that came from so-called prophets, Israelites and forgiveness. Dirty, devious flesh blocking from being truly joyous. Heart hardened, unknown of a savior that can remove the hate and malice.
Demons, devils, different levels of sin was settled inside my flesh. Trapped inside a dangerous mind, trying to find a place that I'm not an outcast facing. Outlet.
What the? Wait, hold on. What?
When it came to drugs, I didn't pass. Smoking weed was a thing I didn't need. I tried it once, then dropped the blunts. Daddy came to save his son. Going to Bob's church, it was a different experience hearing his preaching. Inside my soul was reaching. I met Zach, he grew on me and creeped inside my heart. I felt the start to something new, something I thought I'd never do. But now I'm standing here with you, telling my story just to prove that no matter what you go through, God always has a plan for you. Read your Bible, and it's true, and you can be just like me too.
Not done yet.
Dang. All right.
With the devil's hands fully extended, grasping for my body, midnight settles and I'm first baptized in darkness, an empty void like my existence. There was this light. I saw it at the end of the tunnel, standing at a bus stop, 14 years old, all alone, three strangers wander over. To this lost soul, undeserving, caring about me and getting me saved was their only mission. It took me a while to break me in, but when I accepted salvation, it was like Christmas, the best present, eternal and omnipresent. Now I stand on solid rock, anchor holds in hurricane weather, a book of life to give me oxygen and manna, a savior who loved me way before I confessed my love to him. His arms are longer than a devil's, and his blinding, harmonious light is greater than all my five senses. And if three strangers hadn't had a burden, would I even be here? God only knows, but what I do know is a missionary has no age limit. There is no race, just a race to reach hearts. The mission goes beyond their reflection in the mirror, their hallelujahs, your relationship problems. What's your mission? Are you willing to embark on an internal path or a mortal one? Because when you read my obituary one day, it'll be a joyous day.
Not done.
So this is John 3:16.
Wait,
oh, sorry.
All right. Put me on a stake and burn a fire under my feet. Engulfed in flames, I still won't retreat. No fear in my eyes. No, I'm not scared at all. If just one person gets saved, I had a reason to fall. Do you really think Christ didn't feel any pain at all when he was up on the cross with nails in his palms, a crown of thorn on top of his head? He was dying. He was dead for the things we do, the things we've done, the things we say, and the things we said. And it's all in this book I read, this book of truth, this book of life, this book that saved my freaking life. Imagine burning in 1,000 degrees, down on your knees, surrounded by pleas of people trying to escape a fiery sea. You look up to heaven and a fiery flame blasts you. Why go to hell if you don't have to?
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Some people die, some people live, all to reclaim what Jesus did.